Time to meet the men from the ministry. Join us again for a quick spin in government circles with Norma Ronald, Ronald Baddeley, John Graham, Mandy Cuthbert, and the men from the ministry, Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler. In the General Assistance Office, Lennox, Brown and Lamb help any ministry that's overloaded. Today they're involved with the Department of Health and Social Security, the people who ensure that if any citizen falls by the wayside, he has at least filled in the proper forms first.
Curious, some of these appeals for extra benefit. Did you see this letter?
Hmm?
I can't understand the delay in payment. I have 6 children. Can you tell me why?
Very odd. And as the lady here says, a month ago my husband's project was cut off. Since then I've had no benefit.
Well, I suppose you'd better help her out.
Thank you, pardon?
Pardon?
Here's your 11s. Bang on time. 10:30.
Oh, thank you, Mildred. And would you open that window?
That one? That hasn't been opened since you sold seats there for the royal wedding.
We want as much fresh air as we can get, Mildred. We're working for the Department of Health.
All right, Mr. Lamb.
We also have to assist the department in making Britain a healthier nation.
Yes. We've suggested people should eat more spinach. That'll bring colour to their cheeks.
Yeah, but who wants green cheeks?
And we're urging everyone to seek medical advice if they're feeling run down. Oh, what was that slogan you devised to go on the posters?
Ah, there it is. If you think you're a wreck, you should see your doctor.
Also, we're tightening up on national health dentists. They'll have to obey a new rule.
What's that, sir?
If they don't give satisfaction, they must refund teeth. Oh, yes, I think we've done rather well, you know.
Who's a clever boy, then?
Quite, yes. What did you say, too?
I didn't say anything.
Oh, it wasn't Mr. Lamb. It was that little bird on the windowsill.
Oh, I say. A green and white sparrow.
Don't be daft, too. That's a budgerigar. Mm. What's he doing there?
He must have escaped. Oh, look, he's landed on your shoulder.
Ah, yes, well, I have a way with our feathered friends. Ooh!
Why did it peck your ear, then?
Oh. Well, it's just a sign of affection, you see.
Oh, I say, now he's landed on Mr. Lamb's head.
Oh, lucky it's not a woodpecker.
Don't be saucy.
He seems to have adopted us, doesn't he? We can keep him as the office pet.
As long as Sir Gregory doesn't find out. He won't have pets in offices. Remember that business with Fatty Scott's dog?
That was exceptional. He was foaming at the mouth, wasn't he? And he bit Fatty Scott on the arm.
Well, Sir Gregory's like that when he's angry.
Sir Gregory rang just now. He's dropping in here on his way to the customs and excise wine tasting.
Boozy old devil. Where can we hide the budgie?
Anyone got room in their drawers?
Don't be saucy! Don't be saucy!
Well, the safe's no good. It hasn't got a door.
He doesn't seem to want to go anywhere. He won't get off my head.
Ah! Wait a minute. Yes, that may be the answer.
What?
Now keep it there and put your hat on top.
Who's a clever boy?
Put my hat on over the budgie?
Ah, you're thinking it won't have air. Well, I'll punch a couple of holes in your hat with a paper knife.
What?
There we are.
Now, run, that's my brand new bowler.
That's right. Now put it on and don't make a fuss.
Oh.
And don't let Sir Gregory see that budgie.
Call me Charlie. Call me Charlie.
Now then, you two.
Oh, good morning, Sir Charlie. Mr. Gregory. Can we help you, sir?
The minister's very concerned at the dirty condition of government offices. How are we to improve the nation's health and hygiene if we can't keep our own house in order?
Indeed, yes.
I'll tell you what's wrong, sir, if you'll pardon me for protruding. The ministry cleaners are so bolshy. They leave a film of dust everywhere so they can write rude messages to the staff with their fingers.
Our charlady, Mrs. Balsam, is very, very slack. I said to her only the other day.
Don't be saucy.
What's going on? Did you make a remark, Lamb?
No, Sir Gregory. I was clearing my throat.
Well, anyway, Mrs. Balsam is leaving us. She's going to ride in the Isle of Wight.
Oh, very athletic of her.
Well, I've taken the opportunity to change the system. I'm bringing in a modern cleaning firm to keep our offices trim.
What a splendid idea, sir.
Yes, they're a high-powered, up-to-date agency called Rent-A-Scrubber. And they'll be sending an expert to check our requirements. I've arranged everything.
Who's a clever boy?
Are you trying to be funny, Lamb?
Yeah, no, sir, no.
And why are you wearing your hat in the office?
Sir,
he's been advised to do that because he catches cold so easily.
Yeah, he's got a very weak head.
A very excellent scheme of yours, Sir Gregory, bringing this firm in. Don't you agree to?
Oh, yes, Sir Gregory. I take my hat off to you.
Hey, no, too.
What?
No, no, keep it on. Oh, glory, it's too late.
Hello? Who put the light on?
Good grief, Lamb. There's a budgerigar on top of your head.
Now, don't jump to conclusions, sir.
Well done, all of you. I've been looking for that bird everywhere.
Oh, that's a relief.
Yeah, it's the minister's pet, and as he's off to New York, he asked me to take care of it for him. But it escaped from its cage while he was handing it over. Thank heavens you found it.
We always try to assist, sir.
Yeah, a bit of luck, actually. I was going to ask you to look after it anyway.
Oh, well, by all means, sir, yes.
Sir Gregory.
Yeah, engaging little creature, isn't it? It very quickly picks up what people have been saying.
Sir Gregory's a boozy old devil.
What was that?
He didn't get it from us, sir. We didn't say that.
I'll send you the budgerigar's cage, and you will make sure the bird's in tip-top condition when the minister returns. If anything goes wrong, I will ram the cage down your throat, Lennox Brown, personally.
Thank you, sir.
Was he smiling, do you think, or just baring his teeth?
Well, never mind, sir. It'd be fun having the budgie, won't it?
Yes, well, you better buy some birdseed, Mildred. Take the money from the petty cash.
Righty-ho, sir.
Mr. Lamb and I will be up this afternoon. We've been asked to go and see a Mr. Youngblood at the Department of Health.
The Department of Health certainly lives up to its name, doesn't it? You don't often see a ministry corridor with wall bars.
Phew, nasty smell of disinfection.
Yeah.
Now, which is Mr. Youngblood's office, I wonder? Oh, let's ask that fellow in running shorts here. Excuse me,
And 1, 2, 3, 4. Can I help you, 3, 4?
Yeah, we're from the General Assistance Department. We're looking for Mr. Youngblood.
Oh, yes, 2, 3, 4, and up 2, 3, 4. His office is over there, between Free Teeth and National Health Wigs. Just past Family Planning, where it says, no entry.
Thank you. Do you do these exercises all the time?
Whenever I 1, 2, 3, 4 can, we all like to keep fit here, 2, 3, 4.
Well, you're in very good shape for a man of 50.
What do you mean 50? I'm only 28. No, and 1, 2, 3, 4, back sides together. Back sides together.
Odd fella. Do you think those feet are his own?
Ah, here we are. This is the office. Mr. Hercules Youngblood, Principal Health Officer.
Come in.
Ah, good afternoon, Mr. Youngblood. Lennox Brown and Lamb, you're expecting us.
Oh, come in, gentlemen.
Oh, look out, too. He's falling over. Catch him.
Oh, leave me alone. There's nothing wrong with me. Oh, dear. Oh, it's the public we have to worry about. Yeah, they don't know how to look after themselves. We've got to teach them, you see.
Yes, well, now, what did you have in mind, Mr. Youngblood?
Teeth. They don't take care of their teeth. Oh. We urge them to use that toothpaste with red and white stripes, but a lot of them don't.
Perhaps they don't fancy red and white teeth.
Well, now, we've got a better idea. We're getting the milk marketing board to add a special compound to the milk. mainly calcium, of course, to build up teeth and bones, various formulae. Now, we want you to submit them to the ministry lab, then study the findings and tell the board which to use.
These are the papers, are they? Yes, well, we'll take them back to our office.
You don't look very fit, Mr. Lamb. Are you sleeping properly?
Well, it's funny you should ask. I sleep very well at nights and in the afternoons, but not too well at midday.
What you need is exercise. I'll lend you this book on physical training. It's called Guided Muscles.
Oh, thank you very much.
Perhaps in return you could pop over next week and help me out with my paperwork. I've got a terrible backlog.
Yeah, I thought you were sitting awkwardly. Well, perhaps I could spare a few hours.
Well, we must be off now, Mr. Youngblood. We'll check on those calcium compounds. You can rely on us.
Who's a clever boy, then?
Call me Charlie.
You want a bit of peace and quiet, don't you? I'll tell you what. I'll put your cage in Mr. Lennox Brown's in tray. He never goes near that.
Morning, Mildred.
Hello, Mr. Lamb. Oh, you look a bit peaky. Something the matter?
I don't feel very bright this morning. I won't say I'm indisposed, but I'm certainly not disposed.
Poor you. Has your landlady's meals been upsetting you again?
They don't get any better. Last night's supper was shepherd's pie and rhubarb and custard.
Well, is that bad?
'Tis when they're on the same plate. And the previous day, she arranged my two fish fingers in a most insulting manner. Apart from that, I think I've strained something. I was given a keep fit book by Mr. Youngblood at the Department of Health.
Never mind, Mr. Lamb. I'll make you a nice cup of beef au lax.
Ah, it's very kind of you, Mildred. I wouldn't have bothered with the wretched things, but there's so little to do in the evenings.
Ah, it's a shame. Well, you sit down and relax. We can't have you looking peaky. I'll bring you a lovely hot drink.
Oh, thank you. And you're no help either.
Morning, Joe.
Morning, one. You're early today.
Yes, how'd that? The train drivers are working to rules, and the trains are getting in quicker. Did you send that formula to the ministry lab, by the way?
Yes, one. I did it last week.
Good, good. Hello, Budgie.
I don't feel very bright.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Yes, by Jove, I see what you mean. Have you noticed, too, the Budgie looks off colour? He's sitting all hunched on his perch.
I know the feeling.
Ah. Well, I wonder if he's ailing. This is tricky too, you know, because if anything happens to that bird, Sir Gregory will do us a mischief. I'm beginning to have qualms.
Perhaps you caught it from the Budgie.
Oh, don't be facetious, too. If the Budgie's sick, we must do something. He seems all down and depressed. Nip across to the library and fetch a book.
A book? I didn't know Budgies could read.
I mean, get a book on the care of caged birds. Oh. We really know nothing about it. The reference library must have something on the subject.
I'll go in a minute, Ron. Mildred's just making me some beef relax.
Nonsense, too. The Budgie's health matters more than your self-indulgence. Go now.
Oh, very well, if you insist. It's enough to give you a pain in the...
Poor old chap. Off your food, are you? Yes.
Here's your beef relax, Mr. La... Oh, he's gone.
Yes, he had to nip out. I'll drink it for him.
Oh.
I'm afraid our friend doesn't look at all well.
Yeah, I said just now he looks really peaky. I told him to relax.
Yeah, I noticed he was sitting there all hunched up and droopy. I'm afraid he may be ailing.
Of course, he never was a ball of fire.
But his eyes have gone quite vacant. I wonder if he's molting.
Well, I think he's getting a bald patch. You see, his life's so empty, isn't it? You see, he doesn't have enough to do.
Yes. Perhaps we should get him a bell to play with. Whenever he's bored, he can have a little tinkle.
Do you think that would help?
Yes, or we might install one of those tiny wheels that he could push around with his head, you know. Oh, and if you have time, Mildred, you could rub his feet with castor oil.
Hey?
Yes, you're right. It's not enough. No. No, what he really wants is a mate.
Ah, now there I agree, sir. He needs a bit of affection.
If we get him a mate, he'll soon perk up and start jumping about. But how could we fix it, I wonder?
I'll tell you what, sir. I'll have a word with Mr. Crawley.
Oh, Creepy Crawley from the office next door.
He knows a bit about that sort of thing. I'll see him in the canteen lunchtime.
Good.
Hello, Mr. Crawley. Can I join you?
Oh, by all means, Miss Murfin. A pleasure to have your what's-his-name.
Thanks.
You're not having the goulash, are you?
No, I'm having the cod burger. Did you have the goulash?
Yes, I did, and it was awful. I think I'll bring it up at this afternoon's meeting.
We got a problem, Mr. Crawley. It's Mr. Lamb.
Oh. Well, I know some people find him a problem, but I don't think he's too bad.
No, it's not that. It's... Well, we think he needs someone to share his life, to look after him, give him affection. I was hoping you could help.
Oh, I don't think so, Miss Murfin. No, I couldn't share his life. I shouldn't be surprised if he snores.
Mr. Crawley, what I'm trying to say is Mr. Lamb should have a wife.
Oh, I see. You mean he doesn't get enough what's-his-name?
And I remembered you once went to a marriage bureau.
Yes, that's right, so I did. Miss Hart's agency in Old Broad Street. I went along to see them and they took down my particulars. They fed them into a computer.
And what happened then?
Well, the computer started to shake almost as if it were laughing. Then it broke down. They got a new one a few weeks later, but by that time I'd bought an electric blanket.
Here's Mr. Lamb now. now.
Hi, Mildred. Oh, Mr. Crawley, do you mind if I sit at your table?
Not at all.
Oh, you sit down.
Thank you very much.
We were just talking about you, as a matter of fact. Hmm? We think that you ought to get married.
What? Me? Why?
You need someone to take care of you, Mr. Lamb, to feed you properly and fill up your evenings. You said yourself you had nothing to do.
Yes, a wife would darn your socks and press your what's-his-names.
Mr. Crawley knows a marriage agency who could help you.
But I'd be much too shy to go to a place like that.
Well, perhaps we could arrange something for you.
I suppose it might be fun to have a wife. I've always needed someone to cut my right-hand fingernails.
Anyway, there's no harm in talking about it, is there?
All right, Mildred, but not this afternoon. I'm at the Department of Health today and Monday.
Well, you leave it to me, Mr. Lamb. I'll ring the agency and see what I can do.
Oh, thank you.
Now then, page 11, care of Budgerigars. These birds thrive in a warm, friendly home. Chat to your pet and make him feel wanted.
Yes, well, that seems good advice, yes. Ah, now, who's a pretty boy? Yes. Now then, Budgie, say something to Uncle Derek. Hip!
Well, that wasn't very nice, was it? Well, cheer up, old chap. Let's see a smile. Come along, pretty boy. Give me one little smile.
Certainly not. I don't smile at strange men.
Oh, yes, Sir Gregory, I didn't hear you come in, sir.
Well, I asked you to look after the bird, not try to seduce it.
I was just cheering him up, sir. He's rather peaky.
Yeah, with your face pressed up against his cage, I'm not surprised. Now, remember, I want that budgie in tip-top form when the minister gets back.
We are doing our utmost, Sir Gregory.
Yeah, I'm a bit off colour myself, as a matter of fact.
Oh, really?
Very odd experience at lunch.
Oh?
Yes, when I got to my fourth brandy, I didn't really fancy it.
Dear me.
Well, I forced it down in the end, of course, but yeah. I may pop into my doctor's tomorrow. Got a little trouble with my breathing.
Let's hope he can put a stop to it.
I looked in to remind you about these new cleaners. They'll be sending someone on Monday to assess your needs. So make sure the place looks clean.
Very good, sir. Yes, there shouldn't be a lot of mess. Mr. Lamb will be away helping Mr. Youngblood in the health department.
Oh, very glad of your assistance, Mr. Lamb. Keeping the nation fit is a demanding job.
You seem to be coughing more easily today.
I should be. I was practicing all night. Now then, these accident figures. Have you noticed that in Greater London, a man breaks his leg every 15 minutes?
He must be getting sick of it by now.
Oh, hello. I've got ringing in my ears.
I know. That's the phone, Mr. Youngblood.
Oh, is it? Oh, well, you take it. It can't be for me. No one's rung me since 1947. And then it was the wrong number.
Hello, Richard Lamb speaking.
It's me, Mr. Lamb, Mildred. I wanted to tell you I rang the marriage agency on Friday.
Did you? What did they say?
I spoke to Miss Hart herself. She's sure they can help. She's very keen to talk to you.
You mean have a heart-to-heart? Well, all right, but I couldn't face going in there.
I know. So I said you're a busy executive and she's coming to see you. She's calling at the office this afternoon.
But I'm helping Mr. Youngblood with his paperwork.
Oh, that's all right. I'll come over and take your place. Then you can nip back here and meet Miss Hart.
Oh, that's very kind of you, Mildred. Thank you very much. Oh, this is exciting.
Oh, yes, isn't it? Statistics are always exciting. Just read this from our social study group.
Right. After extensive research, we have discovered that of all people married in Britain last year, exactly half were women. Well, I never.
Oh, excuse me.
Can I help you, madam?
Yes, I'm Miss Holloway from Rent-A-Scrubber Cleaning Agency. We shall be taking care of your offices in future.
Oh, yes, so I heard.
I'm finding out what's needed. Now, which is the General Assistance Department?
Oh, it's that door next to the what's-his-name. Mr. Lamb will be there. I just saw him go in.
Thank you.
Come in.
Ah, Mr. Lamb, I've called to assess your requirements.
From the agency. Mildred said you were coming.
Now, first, I want to tell you that the women we supply are very experienced. They've received glowing reports from the diplomats and businessmen they've obliged.
Oh, really?
And they're all very keen. They'll do it every day without fail. Or twice if it's really essential.
Well, I didn't expect that.
But not on Sundays, naturally. Now, the girl we have in mind for you is a real expert.
Is she?
Oh, she'll do absolutely everything. And everywhere. Nowhere will be too difficult for her. Behind the filing cabinet, the top of a cupboard.
Is that necessary?
Well, of course it is. We wouldn't want her to leave any of your little corners untouched.
I don't know what to say.
Just say thank you, dear. She'll appreciate that. All our women give satisfaction.
Well,
if yours ever fails to satisfy, let me know and I'll come over myself. And another thing, our girls are extremely fast.
Fast? They must be absolutely shameless. And so are you, madam. A shameless hussy. Please leave my office or I shall scream.
Mr. Lamb, what have I said?
Quite enough. Now, please go. Go at once before I call a policeman.
Oh, very well, if my services are not required.
I can hardly believe it. To think I've kept myself nice all these years. That settles it. I'll stick to darning my own socks.
Ah, Lamb, where's Lennox Brown? I want to have a... Good Lord, what's the matter with you?
I feel awful. I think I'll go and have a nice lie down in the restroom.
Curious. Perhaps he's been out in the sun again without his bowler hat.
Leave my office or I shall scream.
What? Who said that? Oh, it's you, Budgie. Well, 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 and how are you today?
Go at once or I'll call a policeman.
Oh, now, that won't do. Come along, perk up. Who's a funny boy, then? Who's a funny boy?
Well, they do say I have my moments, Sir Gregory.
Lennox Brown, I was talking to the Budgie. Oh. Yes, he still seems out of sorts.
Yes, well, don't worry, Sir Gregory. I've just been to the vet's department of the farming board. There, Mr. Finch is a great bird fancier.
Oh, did he give you some advice?
Oh, more than that, sir. Yes, he's given me a prescription for something called Euphidin. It's a sort of happy drug, yeah. You see. Put in the Budgie's feed, it'll make him cheerful and contented.
Good, good. Has the woman from the cleaning agency called yet?
Not as far as I know, sir.
Well, when she does, stress that we expect a very high standard, yeah. And we want them to get started at once. This carpet's looking extremely dirty.
All right, Budgie, don't fuss, don't fuss. Once I get this prescription made up, you'll soon feel merry and bright.
Good afternoon. I'm Miss Hart.
Oh, yes, you're from the agency. Yes, yes, I was told you'd be calling. Come in, madam, yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're the client, are you?
Yes.
I wanted to assess your requirements so that I can select a lady who's really suited to you.
Well, I must stress that I want someone who'll get down to it at once. There's no time to waste.
Get down to it? At once? Won't you be taking her out for a meal?
Taking her out for a meal? Certainly not. I mean, she can have a cup of tea if she wants, but after that, I'll expect some action on the carpet.
On the carpet?
I've been used to having a daily woman, but the service you provide should be much more reliable.
What?
The last of them, Mrs. Balsam. She constantly complained about the old equipment. In my view, of course, that was just an excuse for not doing it properly, you see.
I've heard enough. How dare you? Oh, you vile, lecherous, debauched old man.
Madam, please. I'm not old.
Honestly, how could you?
Anyone can make a mistake, Mildred.
If only those women had said who they were.
You realise we won't hear from either of them again?
I don't mind. I've gone off the idea of getting married. I'm going to buy a hamster instead.
Yeah, but what about the cleaning woman? We shan't get the offices done. When Sir Gregory hears, he'd be livid.
All the more reason to get on with our work. Now, I've studied those lab reports and picked the best calcium compound.
Yes, sir, and I sent the formula to the marketing board. They'll now be adding it to the milk.
What do you mean you've sent it? It's still here on my desk.
Oh, well, I sent them off some sort of formula.
By the way, one, that prescription for the Budgie, I couldn't find it anywhere.
Just a minute. Mildred, you couldn't... You didn't...
Was it on a pink form?
Yes! Oh, you realise what you've done? The nation's milk will now contain Euphidin, the drug that makes birds hysterically happy. Heaven knows what it'll do to people.
Oh, I'm ever so sorry, sir. Oh.
Here is the news read by John Curl.
In the House of Commons today, the Prime Minister was loudly cheered when he laughingly announced Britain's worst ever trade gap. MPs sang for He's a Jolly Good Fellow, conducted by the Leader of the Opposition. And when the Speaker called order, the Chancellor of the Exchequer shouted, Champagne all round. Industrial news. Union leaders today rejected pay rises offered by the Employers' Federation. They said the wages their members received were already far too high.
Switch it off, Mildred. Oh. I can't take any more. Sir Gregory will murder us.
What with that milk fiasco and insulting them ladies, he'd go berserk, wouldn't he, sir?
I'm wondering. He is on a milk diet, so he's been having you for dinner.
Lennox Brown, Lamb.
Sir Gregory.
Yes, Sir Gregory.
My dear chaps, how nice to see you. I hear you've had a worrying time, so I'm taking you both out to lunch.
What?
By Jove, what a lot of boobs you made. I haven't laughed so much since my wife fell in the septic tank.
Muddling through as the men from the ministry were Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler. Also featured were Norma Ronald, Ronald Baddeley, John Graham and Mandy Cuthbert. The programme was written by Edward Taylor and John Graham and produced by Edward Taylor.